Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration, or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So good to talk to you. I'm actually recording this podcast special just for you guys. It's Mother's Day, believe it or not. Sunday, my mom and Natalie's mom just left. We had a great time, and I kind of had something on my heart I wanted to share with you. So I figured instead of having a guest in the regular format, I was just going to take a little while to share kind of some special thoughts with you as your Mother's Day gift, for whatever that's worth. I know we've got a lot of moms out there, a lot of single moms. And what this episode is going to be about is we just finished our first and last so far live event here in Phoenix, where we had 16 owners of cleaning companies. I think there's like 23 people total, because a lot of people brought partners or spouses. And we had such a good time, and I was bummed, obviously, that I couldn't share it with you guys. So I spent some time and tried to pull out the 5 key things that we all learned and that we got the most value from during that time. And I wanted to share with you because I love you people and because you guys are amazing. And I forgot to start the show, as I always do, by telling you how amazing you are and thanking you for being the best community on the face of the earth. I feel so very blessed to have the honor to get to serve you guys, you gals, as a people. Cleaning Nation, you are amazing. You are hard workers. So many people I get to help. We share so many core values, and I really just feel lucky to be able to do what I do, and to actually get paid for it is kind of ridiculous. So don't tell anyone. I'd probably do this for free. If the word gets out, I'll go broke. But that's where we're at. I just want to take a moment to thank you for being such a good community. Thank you for subscribing, rating, reviewing. Thank you for the feedback. Thank you for liking and subscribing on YouTube. And definitely give me the feedback on this one, right? If this is of higher value and you want more of episodes where I just kind of talk to you guys and lay stuff out. I think the last time I did this was a deep dive into bidding, and I'll try to link to that in the show notes page. If this is of more value, let me know. It's more work for me because I've got to prepare, and it's just me and I don't talk to, so it gets lonely. But if you get a lot of value, do that. And if you prefer just the coaching format, let me know on that. Sometimes we have guest experts I'll bring on. Give me feedback. I always want to make this show as good as possible, as fantastic as possible, give as most value as I possibly can as possible. And the way I can do that is to absolutely get the feedback that you give me. So give me all the feedback you want. All right, enough of that nonsense. Without further ado, let's dive into the 5 big things that we learned at the live event, or I learned by running it, observing, and spending, basically living with 16 owners and however many, 8 guests for 3 days, and I want to share that with you. So number one, I actually got this on the last day. One of my one-on-one clients, Dave, not only one-on-one clients, but favorite human beings in the world. Guy is just super cool. Hopefully you're listening to this, Dave. You are a rock star. On day 3, he shared something that I knew, but I didn't articulate at all, certainly not as well as he did, that I think was a game changer for a lot of people, and I want to make sure you guys get that. He talked about the version of 1.0 and how with my one-on-one clients, I do not fool around, right? It's a big commitment of time and money, and I only take so many. So I want to make sure that every single one of my one-on-ones is just getting massive results. So to that end, again, we don't pussyfoot around. I beat them up with action items, and we go fast, and I overwhelm them sometimes. And obviously, people don't get everything done every time. And I won't say there's pushback, but there's just lack of ability to do it. And Dave really clarified for me and for the group why that is sometimes. And he just says he's a perfectionist, right? And I think I know I'm a perfectionist. And for a long time, I thought that it served me. In reality, more times than not, it doesn't. So he talked about when I ask him to do something, how it can be often difficult for him to do it because he's a perfectionist and he wants it to be awesome and he knows it could be awesome. And to kind of do it halfway or just, so he'll be like, oh, to do this right or to get it right, it's just going to take forever. So he does nothing. Right. And he talks about the importance of just doing the crappy version 1.0 and being okay with version 1.0 being terrible, with the understanding that without terrible, terrible, crappy, crappy, embarrassing almost version 1.0, we can't get to good or less crappy version 2.0 and ever see our way clear to good version 5.0 or whatever the final version is. So the big thing I want to give to you is the importance of just getting stuff done, being okay with the first version, just awful, frankly. And funny enough, he'll turn in stuff, and I'll even put on his action items. It must be terrible, right? You cannot turn in something good. You know, just spend 20 minutes on this thing, right? I don't want it to be perfect. I don't want you to spend 6 hours doing it. I want you to fret about it. Just get what you can, get it done. I don't care if it's any good, and then we can make it better. And that process of turning in something terrible and taking it and improving it is such a faster, more efficient process than him just sitting alone in a room for 6 hours trying to put something good together. So the key number one is the importance of version 1.0. Don't be perfectionistic. Don't let that get in the way. Don't feel like if you can't do it, quote unquote, right, you won't do it at all. Really, to succeed, you're going to have to start with a lot of not great versions that maybe you're not even proud of. Maybe you're embarrassed of. That's fine. If you end there and you stop, that's a problem, right? We don't want to do that. But if that's your starting point, that's everybody's starting point, right? Nobody came out of the womb doing everything perfect. So it's really important for you guys and gals to have the ability to just do the version 1.0, get it done quick, and immediately start improving, as opposed to getting it done slow or never getting it done and never getting 1.0 and just waiting for quote unquote the world to be perfect, which will never happen. So that's key number one. Key number two is surprisingly, the overwhelming favorite of the things that we did was role playing. I didn't know people would like it so well, but they loved it. I would say, you know, because I took feedback every day to make sure we're constantly improving and making this event more and more valuable. And overwhelmingly, I was shocked. People loved the role play. We would get up there and we would just not just talk about having conversations with your customer for raising prices or changing how you bid or dealing with an employer, holding an interview, any of that stuff. And they loved it. So I wanted to give you the gift of how I would do role playing when I had my sales teams, so you can do that as well. And this is the same format or a similar format that we used at the live event, so you can start doing this on your own. The key to doing this is there's three people, okay? There's the person buying, there's the person selling, and there's the observer. So the person buying, their whole job, their whole goal is to put themselves in the mental space of your typical buyer, right? You don't want a jerk that's like, you know, just this exorbitantly hard, insanely jerky person that you would never run into in the real world. And you want a cream puff that's like, absolutely, boss, I'm in, I'll buy it. And when I say buying, I mean they could be a new customer, could be an old customer you're raising price on. It could be an employee that's looking to get hired. So when I say buying, they're playing the role of not the business owner, right? So their whole job is to focus on being in that emotional state that your buyer or potential employee or customer, or current employee is in, and not really learning, right? So they're focusing on trying to just respond the way that the buyer would respond. Okay, so they can't really learn a lot, frankly, because if they either are trying to learn or they're trying to be a good buyer, but if they're trying to do both, they're gonna fail. And we'll talk about how to fix that. The second person is the seller, right? Or the business owner, right? Depending on the conversation you're having. And again, you're working your tail off, just like with any sales circumstance or sales situation. You know, you're thinking on your feet, you're trying to respond to the questions, you're trying to think of what they're going to ask next. Now you can respond next and how you can really help these people, hopefully. So it's hard to learn in that circumstance where you're actually doing it and learning it. So the third person is the key, and that is the observer. Okay, the observer is neither buying nor selling. He or she's kind of got this perspective of being outside of this this conversation, and they can take lots and lots of notes. So you're going to role play for 5 or 10, maybe 15 minutes. The observer is going to observe, the buyer is going to buy, the seller is going to sell. The key where the actual learning, and if you can record this, by the way, please, please, please record it. It's always good to be able to look at it because I remember when I was doing CrossFit. I don't know if there's any CrossFitters out there. I would be doing a deadlift and the guy would tell me, deadlift. He's like, you're pulling your butt up first and then you're pulling your arms up. And I'm like, no, I can feel myself. He videoed me and I watched it. I was like, oh, good Lord. I can't believe my body was, it felt in my mind 100% like this. I was actually doing that. It's very much the same with sales conversations when they're like, you're not listening. And you're like, I'm totally listening. That guy talked the whole time. And you watch the tape, you're like, oh, good Lord, I interrupted that person 12 times and I really wasn't listening. I was just waiting for them to stop talking so I could talk or whatever the case may be. So recording it is very helpful. So the learning comes in not during the role play, okay? During the role play, you're just doing the best you can to sell, or doing the best that you can to buy, or doing the best that you can to observe and take notes. So the observer is going to learn during the role play, but the two folks in the role play are going to learn afterwards. They're going to have two opportunities at that. One, the observer is going to obviously share their notes with the buyer and the seller, the role players, and if it's recorded, whoever is doing both of those things wants to go back and watch and see how it made them feel, okay? So that's how you're going to do role playing, and you're going to do it three times. So everyone in that group is going to have the opportunity to buy, everyone's going to have the opportunity to sell, and everyone's going to have the opportunity to observe, and you're going to role play the same conversation three times, okay? So once it's done, and again, when you're buying, you can feel like, do I feel pressured? Am I upset? Did that hurt my feelings? Did that make me more open? Did that close me off, right? So you can kind of pick up, because you can learn from things done well as you can learn from things done poorly, right? So if somebody says something that closes you up or hurts your feeling or offends you, you might go, I'm never going to say that. And then obviously if they do something really well that you're like, oh, that was great, you're going to incorporate that. So that is the way that I encourage, that I've coached my sales teams to role play, and that I would encourage you to role play. I would have a weekly meeting with your, if you've got staff, of how, like even with cleaners, you can role play how to deal with customers, or how to upsell more services, or if they're upset, how to diffuse that situation. So that was the second thing that we learned, is the importance of role playing, and that three person role play we just went over is very valuable. So number one is the first key that we learned on that event that I want you guys to take away is the importance of version 1.0. Number two is the importance of role playing, and number three is the importance of focus. Just the fact that we all got away. And just so you know, the way these live events, oh, and by the way, I would love, we limit these live events to 16 people. For any of you that think you might be interested in joining us, I would love to talk to you. So much so, I am doing free consultations for folks, 20-minute deal that want to have a conversation about coming to the live event. I've waived my fee. Usually I think I'm up to $500 an hour or something like that. Be that as it may, a consultation about the live event I'm doing for free, because you cannot just sign up. You have to be invited, because a lot of the value of this last live event was the 16 human beings in that room were all rock stars. I really cared about every one of them. Every single one of them had something to add, and they did add and they shared. So all that to say, I interview everybody before you can come, or before you get invited. If you would like to have that conversation with me about this live event, if it's for you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live. So it's really easy. Just growmycleaningcompany.com. That's our main website, /live, for the details on dates, agenda, location. And you can sign up at that point to have a conversation with me personally about your business and your goals and where you want to go, and if that's a fit. So again, we're not looking for everybody, right? Maybe at some point we'll do an event that's a lot cheaper and we just have, you know, hundreds of people, you know, we have a big party with Cleaning Nation. This is not that. This is for a very select group of people that I'm going to live with for, we're all going to kind of be at the same house together for 3 days, and we're looking to transform businesses. So it's not for everybody. It's only for people that are really committed, have high growth goals, and are really committed to action. If that's you, I would love to talk to you. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Okay. So I'm just sharing that because some of you are going to get frustrated with, like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. How do I get involved? And I don't want it, you folks having to wait till the end. So, and I'll try to repeat that at the end, but I may forget. All right. So the key number three is the importance of focus. And this is so key. The way this live event started was, I have my one-on-one customers and we get a massive amount of work done. But the problem is, we can only talk for so much, right? Because they've got business, they've got phones ringing and appointments to do, and just they, you know, we'll talk and we'll kind of get on a good track and they feel really good. And then I'll get an email a couple of days later, or, you know, next time we communicate, they're just back, you know, getting caught working in their business, just doing the day-to-day stuff. And I thought, man, if I could just get these people, my top people, together in a room for 3 days with no cell phones, no distractions, no email, and just focus on working on their business as opposed to in it, just for 3 days, right? I mean, gosh, we could have spent 2 weeks. I also got the feedback, we could have done this for 2 weeks, but that's not reasonable, right? Then no one would be able to come. That's just too big of a commitment. So all that to say, the importance of focus is one of the things that we learned on. Getting away from your business. A lot of, I think there was, of the 16 owners, I think there was one that came from Phoenix. Every other person traveled, which was great because they were away from their business. They were in a hotel and there wasn't a lot of time on the cell phone and answered email and all that stuff. We were together physically, mentally, emotionally, we were present. So obviously if you can't, the live event would be a great thing to attend. If you can't, you can still duplicate. And at the end, I'm going to talk about how you can, you really want to make sure you're doing this Obviously, the live event can do it for you and with you. But if the live event isn't for you, you still need to find a way, or you still have the opportunity to find a way to incorporate these activities into your business, even if you don't come to the live event. So the third key is focus. Make sure that periodically, I like quarterly, you are getting away, working on your business as opposed to in it. You're not answering emails, talking on the phone, putting out fires, doing all the nonsense that you do every other dang day, but you're just stepping back and getting some perspective to work on your business as opposed to in it. So key number one, the importance of just version 1.0, getting it done even if it sucks. Number two, the importance of role playing. We talked about exactly how to do that. Key number three, the importance of focus. How important it is a way to get physically, mentally, and emotionally away from your business periodically, quarterly. Monthly would be great, but at least quarterly, to kind of refresh, re-energize. And you'd be shocked that in 2 or 3 days of getting away, you can get more done in those 3 days than you get done in 3 months, sometimes years in your business. Key number four, relationships matter. I can't tell you how important it was for me personally with these people that, you know, some of them I'd known for months. You know, they've been in the elite group, or one of my one-on-one guys showed up, and I had a pretty intimate knowledge of them and their business and who they were and vice versa. But had I just passed them in the street, I mean, they may recognize me because of the podcast, but I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have seen them. And literally the amount of information I got and the intimacy and the depth of that relationship took within the first 20 minutes of talking to them, actually seeing them, was huge, right? And between the people as well was huge, right? So not only did I get to know these people so much better, and then anytime I speak to them again, I know who their business is, I know who their wife is, I know what they look like, feel like, how they speak. There's just this, I can't overemphasize the amount of information you get in the first 30 seconds of just meeting someone face to face. Okay, now you're like, how can I duplicate that? You know, what if I don't have the opportunity to go to an event with 16 other owners of cleaning companies? Think about that with every other relationship, right? With employees, certainly we can ignore them. Certainly we can write them emails, send them memos, maybe call them on the phone. And those all have their place and they all have value. But nothing is going to replace eyeball to eyeball, face to face time, right? Same with customers, especially on the residential side. A lot of folks want to just say, hey, I want to be a digital marketing company or a digital online cleaning company where I don't get to know my customers. We just, you know, we have a funnel, we send them to a website, and there's paid traffic, and that's all fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it is a bear to compete with people that are going to go eyeball to eyeball and actually meet your customers. And those relationships, not only will, when you go bid face to face and look at somebody and build a relationship, not only are you going to close double, quadruple the amount of business, you're going to close it for more money. They're going to be happier. You're going to enjoy them more. If and when they are upset, they're not just going to cancel and go somewhere else. They're going to call you and talk because you have a relationship. So any relationship that you have, in today's day and age, we're moving more and more towards texting, Facebook messaging, online, automation. That's all great. I do a lot of automation. Any of you guys on my email list get a lot of emails from me, and you know, some of them are broadcasted right now, but a lot of them I wrote a long time ago, right? And hopefully they still give you value, but automation is great. I'm not saying you don't automate. I'm saying that's not the entire story. Make sure that you're leaving lots and lots of room for real conversations with real human beings, face-to-face, eyeball to eyeball. It is almost impossible to duplicate. I'll just give you a couple stories that'll show you about that. First of all, we start at 8 o'clock. And I think we ended at like 5 or 5:30 every day. Day two, every single day, people stay late, 6, 7 o'clock. They're having to kick us out of the coffee shop, or we just moved to another part. On the last day when everybody was beat, because we just worked and worked and worked and worked, I think we ended at 1. I left at 2:30 because I had to go get my little two-year-old guy. And there were still people there and having fun, and they were passionate, and they weren't working. I wasn't, you know, yelling at them, hey, work harder, keep going. We were just really passionate about what we did and who we were doing it with. And we were like, oh my gosh, this is my people. This is home. I'm connected. And that the value of kind of just staying above. And I mean, people certainly got tired, but not tired like you get at home or at the office where you're like, I just got to stop, right? I got to be done. We still wanted to talk with each other and connect and be like, oh, what's your number and how will we connect? And that's indicative of, I promise you, if we would have done this somehow online where just everyone called in, even if we could see each other, there would have been staying late, right? Good luck. People probably left early, and exactly when it was over, everyone would have been out of there. But the fact that we were face-to-face made that change. We did accountability groups for the year. So people are actually already still meeting going on. And had that accountability group just started virtually, no one ever met, there'd be some success. But because we spent that time and had that foundation of knowing each other's families and goals and dreams and what's important to them and core values and all that good stuff, The accountability groups that are happening from now on are going to be amazing. And some people even sign up for the next event because they wanted to be a part of that. So I can't emphasize enough the importance, especially in today's day and age when everything's so automated and digitized, the importance of face-to-face human contact is never going to go away. It's actually easier to leverage and use to your benefit now than ever because nobody's doing it anymore. So just by being a human and spending time with customers, prospects, employees, vendors, your community, anyone that's important to you, family for crying out loud, not on your cell phone, right? It's time, eyeball to eyeball. I wish I could see you guys right now. And gals, is so important. And that importance is getting more and more, not less and less, as we get more digitized and more automated. So the five keys, you've gotten four. I'm going to hit them again, and I'm going to give you number five. Number one, the importance of version 1.0. Get it done, even if it's crappy, and move on. Number two, the importance of role-playing and how to do that properly. I shouldn't say properly, but in a really effective manner. Number three, the importance of focus, right? Doing something for maybe even 2 or 3 days away from your business, away from all the headaches, where you can really just kind of get some perspective and work on that business as opposed to just putting out fires. Number four, relationships matter. And number five, sub out things that overwhelm you. One of the things that I did, because I care so much about this dang community, I was just desperate to see people go home with big, big results, is I wanted to walk them through a bunch of technology, and not even a bunch of technology, what I thought was a very little technology in terms of how to make a landing page and how to set up your autoresponder on email with the landing page. And I just wanted to give everyone this gift of going home with that. What I did was give some people a curse with going home with the frustration of, it's too much. I'm overwhelmed. I don't like that. Do I have to do that? I'm scared. And I don't know that it was helpful. It was helpful to some for sure, but I think it was hurtful to some. And some maybe didn't get as much value as they could have because it was too overwhelming. So next time, and I realize this isn't even what I want people doing, right? I mean, I have the ability to do landing pages and some of the technological stuff, and it's helpful, but it's certainly not required, right? Like, and even then, it's like, is that the best way I should be spending my time? It's not, right? The creative stuff, working on your business, creating systems, creating a culture, communicating your core values, that's all important. The technical way of doing that is totally fine to sub that out. So the fifth thing that we discovered is sub out the things that overwhelm you, i.e. technology. There's always three things. So find out the things that that overwhelm you or suck energy out of you, or you hate doing, or you're not good at, or you just find yourself having to fight to do it. There's three things that you can do with it. One, you can eliminate it altogether, right? In this case, like the technology, landing pages, the ability to do autoresponders for emails, you can't eliminate that. So in this case, that wouldn't work. But that is an option. Sometimes you look at it and you're going, yeah, I'm, you know, sending out paper invoices every month for all my customers. Do I really need to do it? Do my customers even care? Could I just email it? Could I just automate the whole dang thing and have no invoices at all? The answer is yes, by the way. Clean Profit Method Module 2 tells you how to do that. The second thing is, if you can't eliminate it altogether, can you create a system to do it for you? And again, for what we're talking about, the technology and the automated landing pages and automated emails, the software that we're talking about was a system. That was part of the system, was a software, but you couldn't systematize it beyond that. Someone still had to run the software, and you either have to learn how to do it or use step three, which is the third thing you can do if something's important. And you don't want to do it, which is sub it out to somebody else, right? And that was the answer for this one. And that's the answer for a lot of stuff. So if a perfect example, I ask a lot of my one-on-one clients to put boxes around their time, right? So instead of I've got my phone and I, you know, either I give out my cell phone like a crazy person or I forward my business number to my cell phone and I got to pick up. If an employee calls, it's an emergency, I got to pick them up. If a customer calls and they're pissed, I got to pick it up. If a customer calls and want a bid, I got to pick it up. And you're just a slave to this phone. That's not what we want, right? You want to be able to create a system of only talking to people at certain little boxed times because that's what's important. So there is a way that you can systematize things that aren't working for you. You can certainly eliminate it altogether. And when you can't do that, sub it out, right? So have somebody else pick up the phone. If you feel like I got to have the phone picked up right away, that's fine. But you don't have to be the person picking it up. Hire somebody else to kind of sift through that, maybe give you the emergencies only, okay? So the last key was to sub out the things that overwhelm you. If you are not good at technology, don't force yourself into technology or think that you're going to fail if you can't learn technology. You can leverage a lot of technology that you don't understand. I'm on the internet every day, and I have no idea how when I type in www.somewebsite.com, magically the genies of my computer like bring that bad boy up. I don't know how any of that stuff worked, but I certainly get the benefit of it. So thank God for whoever you are out there that created the magic of the internet. Thank you. But the last key is to sub out the things that overwhelm you, okay? So don't stay in that state of overwhelm. Don't get angry or blame or quit or give up or do any of those negative things that aren't going to get you where your goals are, where you need to go. Find someone that's competent at doing it and pay them. And if you go, I can't afford it, well, then you got to go back to number one. Is it even worth doing, right? If you can't afford to pay somebody and you don't want to do it, is it worth doing? And if it is worth doing, you should be able to find a way to pay for it, because if it's worth doing, it should have a return on your investment, right? Like, well, I can't afford a website. Well, let's say a website costs $2,000. You can get them a lot cheaper, you get a lot more expensive. Well, if there's a way that that website can make you 10, 20, 30 grand over the next 12 months, then you got to find a way to pay for it. You can absolutely afford it. You just have to be creative. If it's never going to bring that $2,000 back, then maybe you shouldn't have a website at all. So again, the key is, if it's something that's going to overwhelm you, don't stay in overwhelm. Don't get frustrated. Don't feel like you have to be an expert at every little thing. I do not know how to build a website. I can do landing pages, but I don't know how to build a website. And that's okay, right? I pay people that are smarter than me. This podcast I love doing. I don't know how to edit it. Somebody else has to edit it. If it wasn't for someone else, any of the sound quality and the pictures, all the crap that you see associated with this, Amy, I don't even know how to upload it to iTunes. That's all magic. So let's hit the five keys and we'll talk about how to implement this in your business, how to make your life better, and we'll call it a day, okay? Number one, the importance of version 1.0. Just get it done and get it out there and then iterate, right? But you can't iterate. You can't make version 2.0 until you get version 1.0. And don't worry if it sucks or you're embarrassed. Number two, the importance of role playing and the importance of not only role playing, but role playing in a way that's effective, that you can learn as much as possible, as quickly as possible. Number three, the importance of focusing, how quarterly rhythm, in a rhythm, you need to get away from your business, ideally for 2 or 3 days, not just a half a day, and not just away like I'm going to go to the coffee shop, but out of town if possible. Really take some time with your spouse if possible and work on your business as opposed to in it. Four, relationships matter. It is so, so, so important to meet people. I have all the eyeball face to face. And some of these relationships, I've spent $30,000 on a mentorship group, and some of the a mastermind group for the information, right? That helps me grow my business, and I get a return on that. But oftentimes, the biggest return I get is the relationships. Two or three relationships can be worth hundreds of thousands, not millions of dollars when done properly. So relationships matter. And then number five, sub out the things that overwhelm you. Don't stay overwhelmed. Don't use it as an excuse to not hit your goals. If you can't do it, it needs to be done. And it's worthwhile doing, there's someone out there that'll do it for money. Remember, if you have a problem that requires money and you have money, you don't have a problem. All right, so let's talk about how we can do this. First and foremost, obviously, like I mentioned earlier, if you want to come to a live event, and again, this is only for people really looking to grow. So if you've got your company, you're happy with where it is, don't come to a live event. Just take these nuggets and kind of implement them on yourself or by yourself. Not on yourself. If you are looking to grow at 5, 10%, you don't have a lot of pain, life's good, that's great. Again, the live event's not for you. If you're looking to grow probably 30% or more, double your business or really do something big, and you're committed to do the work, right? The live event, I wish I could tell you, if you just come, I'll sprinkle some magic cleaning dust on you. You'll be successful, but I don't have that dust. If I did, I promise I'd sprinkle it for you. But I can tell you, we're going to give you all the tools that you need. We're going to do our best to overwhelm the crap out of you and have you leave just like you were shot out of a cannon. But only if you're really looking to do big things. And if that's you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live right now and schedule time for you and me to talk to see if it's a good fit. Okay, if that's not for you, if you're not willing or able to do that, that's fine. There still needs to be a way you can do that. So before this podcast is over, we're just at the end, but it's not going to do you any good if you just walk away going, that was good, that was really helpful. You know, wow, I got 3 days of learning that people pay thousands of dollars for in 20 minutes. That's great, but it's not going to help you until you decide to take some action. So here's a couple action items I'm going to challenge you with, and then we'll call it a day. First, pick something right now that you've been putting off and commit right now, as soon as this podcast is over, to make version 1.0. Okay, and give yourself 20 minutes. It's got to be done in 20 minutes, no matter how badly, just get it done. Number two, schedule a time for you and your team. And if it's just you, schedule time with you and your spouse and a friend to role play with the three-person thing, right? Just put it on the schedule right now. Again, you can pick one conversation that you want to get better at having, whether it's a sales conversation, a pricing conversation, employee conversation, a pissed off customer trying to save them conversation, whatever conversation you need to get better at, schedule a time. Again, you can literally schedule 40 minutes and knock this thing out. Okay. So that's action item number two. Number three, schedule a time to get away. 2 or 3 days, ideally out of town. Even if it's in the town over, you just drive for 43 minutes just so you feel like you're out of town in a hotel, okay? Obviously, the live event will do that for you, but if you can't come, find a way to do this in the next 90 days and every 90 days after that. Number four, relationships matter. Think of somebody that you want to spend time with and call them and offer to buy them lunch, right? And again, at the live event, we do that all day, every day, and it's fantastic. But if that's not for you, call someone that you know, that a good customer, a good prospect, and just say, hey, I want to hang out with you. I just want to spend time. Take them to golf, take them to lunch, take them to bowling, whatever you're into. Invite them to church. Whatever you want to do to spend some time getting to know them as a human being face-to-face as opposed to automated. Number five, the last thing, sub out one thing. Pick one thing that you know needs to be done, but you hate doing it. It sucks the life out of you. If it's collections, use module step two of the Clean Profit Method to systematize that thing out of your life. If it is some sort of technological thing, go to Upwork, UPWRORK, Upwork.com or Fiverr, FIVERR.com, and find someone. You'd be shocked, especially if you use people overseas, how inexpensively you can get stuff done. So those are the five things. Those are five action items you can take advantage of right now. And again, you don't have to do all five, but for crying out loud, pick one. Even if it's just going to growmycleaningcompany.com/live and signing up for time for us to talk and see if we can knock out all five of these for you and your business, that's great. So pick at least one action item. Don't leave the scene of this podcast without committing to some sort of action. As soon as I'm done, take the action. So that's it. If you want to join us at our next live event, growmycleaningcompany.com/live. It is an honor to work with Cleaning Nation, who I don't get to meet. Obviously, the people in the Elite and the one-on-one who I get to meet, not face-to-face, but I get to spend more time with. And then all the live attendees, I just want to tell you thank you for allowing me to get to know you and serve you in your business. So right now, podcast is over. Pick the one or two action items you're going to do and go do them right now. Throw me a note on the Facebook group or a shout out in the comments and let me know that you took some action so I can encourage you. Go get them, and I'll talk to you soon.
Congratulations, you are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.